Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, entitled The Island of Jambudvipa, verse number 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tam Bhagavan Narado Varna Shramavadibhi Bharda Varshabhi Prajabhi Bhagavat Proktabhyam Sankhya Yogabhyam Bhagavat Anubhavo Varnanam Savarnir Upadekshamanaha Param Bhakti Bhaveno Basarati Idam Chavi Gnati. But what translation? Tam Him Naranarayana.
Bhagavan,
the most powerful saintly person. Naradaha, the great sage Narada. Varna Ashrama Vadibhi. By followers of the institution of the four Varnas and four Ashramas. Bharati Bihi, of the land known as Bharata Varsha, India. Praja Bihi, who are the inhabitants. Bhagavat Prakta Bhyam, which was stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sankhya, by the Sankhya Yoga system. The analytical study of material conditions. Yoga Bhyam, by practice of the yoga system. Bhagavat Anubhava Upavarnanam, which describes the process of God realization. Savarnehe unto Savarni Muni. Unto Savarni Manu. Upadekshamanaha. Instructing. Paramabhakti Bhavena. In greatly ecstatic loving service to the Lord. Upasarati serves the Lord. Idam, this. Cha, and. Abhigranadi, chants. In his own book known as Narada Pancharatra, Bhagavan Narada has very vividly described how to work to achieve the ultimate goal of life, devotion, through knowledge and through execution of the mystic yoga system. He has also described the glories of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The great sage Narada instructed the tenets of the transcendental literature to Savarni Manu in order to teach those inhabitants of Bharatavarsha who strictly follow the principles of Varnashrama Dharma how to achieve the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, Narada Muni, along with the other inhabitants of Bharatavarsha, always engages in service of Naranarayana, and he chants as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has clearly declared, Bharata Bhumi Te Haila Manishya Janmayar Janma Sarthaka Gari Karo Para Upakar. The real success or fulfillment of the mission of human life can be achieved in India, Bharatavarsha, because in Bharatavarsha the purpose of life and the method for achieving success are evident. People should take advantage of the opportunity afforded by Bharatavarsha, and this is especially so for those who are following the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. If we do not take the principles of Varnashrama Dharma by accepting the four social orders, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and the four orders of spiritual life, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasa, there can be no question of success in life. Unfortunately, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, everything is now being lost. The inhabitants of Bharatavarsha are gradually becoming degraded, Mlechas and Yavanas. How then will they teach others? Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement has been started, not only for the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha, but for all the people of the world, as announced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is still time, and if the inhabitants of Bharatavarsha take this movement of Krishna consciousness seriously, the entire world will be saved from gliding down to a hellish condition. The Krishna consciousness movement follows the process of Pancharatrika Vidhi and that of Bhagavata Vidhi simultaneously, so that people can take advantage of the movement and make their lives successful. Om Ajnana Timiranthasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpadrubhyascha Kripasindhubhyeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhutair Mahatbhir Yaima Pura Vipu Nirmaya Shete Yadamusha Purusha Bhunkte Gunan Shodasha Shodasha Atmaka Sodam Krishishta Bhagavan Vacham Sime Hare Krishna. Today we will continue our discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam. We are in 5th canto. We are in the 19th chapter, 10th verse. Today is a very special day, and this season is also very special because it's a festive season, and today has a speciality as well. Today Srila Prabhupada departed to America, so there are speciality as well. So today is very special, especially in this festive season. So we will discuss on a few topics of importance. This purport is also very significant, very much matching today's speciality. So it's definitely an arrangement of the Lord to have such an amazing purport showing the mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada the day he has departed to America for his life's preaching mission. So here, we are moving from one varsha to another, showing who are the important devotees of that particular varsha and who are they worshipping. So here we are in Bharata Varsha, we have gone through many other varshas. And now we are in Bharata Varsha, and in Bharata Varsha we have this great personality Narada Muni, who is the predominating devotee, and he is worshipping Naranarayana Rishis. The translation itself starts with the mention of Pancharatra, Narada Pancharatra. And Srila Prabhupada establishes the point that our Krishna consciousness movement is based on Narada Pancharatra. But it's not only Narada Pancharatra, but Bhagavad Vidhi as well. So there is Pancharatrika Vidhi as well as Bhagavad Vidhi. Our Krishna consciousness movement is based on both Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavad Vidhi. So these two are considered as two tracks of bhakti. And both tracks are important in progressive Krishna consciousness. What is this Pancharatrika Vidhi? If we give some examples, it will be clear. The deity worship process is part of Pancharatrika Vidhi. So the Pancharatrika Vidhi is instructed by Narada Muni. So this is very important, because we are in a temple, we are worshipping the deity, we have festivities in connection to the deities, and the whole atmosphere is centered around the deity. And so Pancharatrika Vidhi is considered very important. So deity worship is a classic example of Pancharatrika Vidhi. Similarly, even the initiation, the Diksha ceremony that we follow, that also has Pancharatrika element to it. For example, Arjuna was initiated by Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. In the forest, as we can hear in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava has been initiated by Maitreya Muni. But in these events, we don't find any sacred fire. We don't find any name-giving ceremony. We don't see anyone taking any vow. Okay, I'm going to chant 16 rounds every day. We don't see these kind of things. Rather, it is simply based on instruction and acceptance of those instructions to the heart. So we don't see battlefield of Kurukshetra, now Krishna is telling, now we will have a fire yagya. But it was finished simply by Shishyasteham Shadhimam Tvam Prabannam. That's all. One line, everything is solved. Now I am a surrendered soul, please instruct me. So that in one statement, Arjuna became the disciple of Krishna and Krishna accepted the position of the spiritual master. Similarly, in case of Maitreya Muni and Uddhava, Uddhava approached Maitreya Muni and Maitreya Muni started speaking, and that's about it. So this is the classic Bhagavad mark, where the guru is instructing the disciple. But for us, it is insufficient for us to have Bhagavad mark, even though Bhagavad mark, which is hearing and chanting about Krishna, that is the Bhagavad mark. Even though Bhagavad mark is complete, we need more support because of our disqualifications or our qualifications in the Kali Yuga. We need more support. We cannot handle only based on Bhagavad mark. Otherwise, life would have been easier in one sense. Just chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Instruction is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada said, yes, the ultimate process is only chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everyone can go back home, back to Godhead, simply by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely. But Prabhupada said, but you people are in so much in passion, so that I have to invent projects so that you can invest your passion in Krishna service. Otherwise, if someone is instructed to sit at one place and chant whole day, that Krishna consciousness is not going to last for very long. It is going to fade away very fast. There can be very few exceptions. For example, even the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one devotee came along to Gaudiya Math and someone gave him a mala and he started sitting and chanting. So he was started sitting and chanting. So devotees were looking at him. Okay, new bhakta has joined, new devotee has joined. He's just sitting and chanting. And other devotees thought, okay, he should be engaged in some service. But he was just chanting and chanting and chanting. He never stopped chanting. So the devotees complained to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, this devotee is only chanting. What shall we do? So he said, okay, you also go. Sit with him and start chanting. A few devotees who complained, they started and chanting along with this devotee. Some few hours passed, these devotees stopped chanting. They went and told Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, we cannot continue chanting. We have stopped our chanting. We will do some service. So what is he doing? So they said, told, he is still chanting. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj told, Yes, he is a chanter, let him chant. The reason was that he already had developed taste for chanting and he was complete in his chanting and so he continued chanting. So he was a bhajanananti and Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj accepted him as a bhajanananti even though that wasn't his mood. So that was Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So he chanted all the time. Even when Prabhupada was getting his sannyas initiation, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji was chanting. It's a very famous pastime where the Purohit was doing the yagya and Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji was chanting and Prabhupada nodded, encouraging him, keep chanting. So Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj understood, okay, this is the person who is going to go to West and who is going to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement in the West and who is going to fulfill the desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From that thing, because he understood that Prabhupada had faith in the holy name. So this is Bhagavat Marg, chanting. But chanting and hearing alone is insufficient for most of us because we are not transcendental. Not only that, we are inflicted by lower modes. So we need engagement and nothing else can be done but to go through it. And that is the reason these parallel tracks are there. One is deity worship and the ceremony is related to the deity worship. And on the other track, we have hearing and chanting, Bhagavata Shravan. Now, Rupa Goswami was very aware of the condition of the people in the age of Kali. So, in the Panchanga Bhakti, he himself introduced deity worship as one of the most potent items of bhakti. So, deity worship was not taken as inferior, rather, it is one of the items of Panchanga Bhakti. We know the items of Panchanga Bhakti, right? What are they?
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, deity worship, residing in Mathura, and very important, that is the most important ones, association of the devotees. So these are the five most potent items of bhakti. So with faith, worshipping the deity is considered very important. And to establish that, Rupa Goswami wrote this verse. Smeram Bhangitraya Parichitam Sachi Vistirna Drishtim. Very famous verse. It is quoted in Nectar Devotion. It's from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He's saying, Smeram Bhangitraya Parichitam Sachi Vistirna Drishtim. Vamshi Nyasta Adhara Kishalayam Ujjalam Chandragena. He's describing the form of Krishna as smiling form of Krishna, smiling face, Mayram. Bhangitraya Parichita. Look at the smiling face of Krishna with his threefold bending form. And look at his eyes. What kind of eyes is that? Sachi Vistirna Drishti. It is Krishna is casting a side glance. And Krishna's eyes are considered very vast, all the way up to the ears. So that is the eyes of Krishna. Big eyes going all the way up to the ears. So many times when we see the deity also, we can see, when we see Krishna's deity, when we see Gaurmita, you can see the eyes are going all the way up to the ears. It is very long eyes and broad. And that is the beauty of Krishna. So that is Sachi Vistirna Drishti. Then Vamshi Nyasta Adhara Kisalayam. And Krishna has placed his flute on his lips. Ujjalam Chandragena. And that deity form of the Lord, and specifically Rupa Goswami is speaking about his own deity, which is Radha Govindji. Where? On the bank of Yamuna. Mamshi Nyasta Adhara Kisalayam Ujjalam Chandragena. Govindakhyam Haritanumiha Keshi Tirthopagante. Where is he placed? Keshi Tirthopagante. Keshi Tirth, Keshi Khat, near Keshi Khat. This Govindji deity is there. So he says, look at him. But he says, don't look at him. We are saying, look at him. He says, this is the beautiful form of Krishna on the bank of Yamuna. Please don't look at him. Why? He tells the materialistic people, if you look at him, then what will happen? You will lose complete interest in your friends, in your material affairs, in your social affairs. You will lose interest in everything. And so please, don't look at the deity of Krishna. Ma prakshishta. Ma prakshishta. Ma means no, don't. Don't look at him. Tava yadi sakhe bandhu sangesti rangaha. If you still want your attachment to your friends, your family, to your society, your materialistic life, if you want attachment to all of the kind of things, please don't look at him. So in this way, in a negative way, Rupa Goswami establishes the glories of worshipping the deity. So one will get attached to the deity form of the Lord. So that is the significance, and that supports our chanting, that supports our faith, that supports our Bhagavad Sravan, that supports our association. Practically speaking, a temple can do a lot of things, right? All the activities are centered around the deity, means everything is for the pleasure of the deities. Here if you see, everything in this temple is for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Vallabha. Such a significant role. Our kirtan, our chanting and dancing in front of the deity is very special. Because we are doing it for their pleasure, if our mind is there. So, it is very, very special. So, worshipping the deity is very important, that supports our hearing and chanting. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada warns us. How is it going to be if we worship the deity without hearing and chanting? Prabhupada says, if one stops hearing and chanting, if one starts to worship the deity, or if one starts to do any service, that will be a burden. Prabhupada says, my spiritual master has put two sharp thorns on my neck, kantha, you know, and it is such a burden because I cannot do any, I cannot carry this burden. So the deity worship becomes a burden if we don't hear and chant. One may think, you know, chanting Hare Krishna, nothing is happening. Some devotees think like that, which is true. It's the initial phase. One thing, you know, did I really chant? That is inattentive chanting. But at least chant. What happens by chanting, one will develop enthusiasm for serving Krishna. One will be able to at least float in Krishna consciousness by chanting to start with. But of course, we can go deeper. Our bhakti is completely dependent on hearing and chanting. And if we don't hear and chant, that enthusiasm in devotional service is going to fade away very fast. That's why devotees ask, how is your chanting? So this is a question need to be asked, not only while preaching. When newcomers are coming, okay, how many rounds are you chanting? Okay, that is good. Okay, are you chanting 16 rounds? Are you chanting 4 rounds? Are you increasing? This is a question we have to ask all the time to ourselves. How am I chanting? How was my chanting today? How was the quality? How many rounds did I hear? Or did I hear at all? This is a question we had to ask throughout our life. This is not the question we often ask, you know, new people. How many rounds is he chanting or she is chanting? No, not for that. That is there, but it's for us because it is a constant cultivation. So that's where we can understand that deity worship is so important. And Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish deity worship right from the beginning. When 1965-66, all the time Srila Prabhupada was talking about establishing a Radha Krishna temple. His correspondence to different people in India, it was for establishing a Radha Krishna temple. And he was asking Bon Maharaj, you know, how much will it cost to get a Radha Krishna deity? And for a brass Radha Krishna deity for 14 inch or something, Bon Maharaj is replying on how much it is going to cost. And Prabhupada was very clear, and his vision was, my Guru Maharaj wanted to establish temple in New York City. He was very clear, right from the beginning, this 65, Prabhupada didn't have anything, hardly anything. But still, that time he was clear that, okay, there has to be a temple. And even when there was a storefront, that was the temple. Even there was a storefront, that was the temple. And Prabhupada said, we already have a temple, we have already devotees. So that was the vision of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada wanted temples because he knew that devotees will be supported by this Pancharatrika Vidhi, by the deity worship. And that is so significant. And we can see the first deity that was carved in Miskon, 66 San Francisco, right? I think Maladi Mataji brought from a gift shop or something. Jagannath, small Jagannath deity. Small Jagannath, and she was thinking it's like a toy for decoration. It'll be nice to decorate the altar. You know, there will be some, say for example, we have elephant, we have this peacock. So we have some small things to decorate the altar. She thought, okay, this is another decoration for the altar. We can have something on the altar. And Prabhupada saw, and immediately Prabhupada paid obeisances. I was thinking, what is Prabhupada doing? Paying obeisances to this small toy. Then Prabhupada said, no, this is Lord of the universe, Lord Jagannath. And Prabhupada asked, Jagannath never comes alone. Is there anyone along with in the shop? She said, yeah, there is a set who are there, Baladev and Subhadraji, like that. Then Prabhupada asked, okay, get them. So then have a complete set, you know, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadraji, all of them. And then that is the altar, first altar of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadraji. You can imagine how Jagannath came to Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada asked, who can carve this deity? It's a monumental effort, because carving Jagannath deity. And Shyamasundara Prabhu, he was a carpenter and he can carve in the wood. So he said, I can carve the deity of Jagannath, Baladev Subhadraji. And that's how the first carved deity of big Jagannath Baladev Subhadraji appeared in ISKCON. Okay, you can see the arrangement of the Lord. And from there, Radhayatra started. So you can see how important it is, the Lord's deity form. And Prabhupada established temples, and that is a significant thing. At the same time, Prabhupada popularized ISKCON not by Pancharatrika Vidhi. It was by Bhagavad Vidhi. So we can see the Tompkins Square Park, the initial Kirtan, that is Bhagavad Vidhi. Just Kirtan. And through that, people got attracted. So, this Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavad Vidhi go hand in hand. So we need both in our lives. Both in our lives. We cannot undermine one for the other. We need both. And ISKCON is based on both Vidhis. And our Acharyas gives give importance to both the vidhis. So that is the significance of Pancharatrika Vidhi as explained here. And Srila Prabhupada specifically writes towards the end of this purport, the Krishna consciousness movement follows the process of Pancharatrika Vidhi and that of Bhagavata Vidhi simultaneously, so that people can take advantage of the movement and make their life successful. So we can experience in our own life how much the deity worship is helping us. Now, specifically, this time is very important because the festive season. We all look forward for this festive season. The time of festivals, starting from Jhulan Yatra, we already went through. Yesterday we had Balaram Purnima and the last day of Jhulan Yatra. And now Janmashtami is coming after a week. And Srila Prabhupada's appearance day is coming. So this is a very festive season. And unfortunately, we cannot have all the devotees here. And we can feel the difference very, very clearly. Right? There is a vibration when all the devotees are here. Even we can, only the temple devotees are practically attending these festivals. Even without the wider congregation, temple is empty, literally. And even the spirit, we can lack very easily without the association of the devotees. We can see how important the devotees are at this point. And when the devotees who cannot make it, they can see, you know, how important the temple is, how important the deities are. And how important is that the association of the devotees. So in this point, of course, we had to take shelter of online darshan, online kirtans. And at home, we can do whatever we can for Janmashtami. We can prepare so many offerings. We can have our own decorations. So the devotees need to do whatever one can at home. That is very significant and that is very important, because in the given situation, we had to make use of the opportunity. So now, this season, we have to understand our good fortune. So that is an important point. That Krishna's appearance is so significant. Krishna appears only in one day of Brahma. Krishna as he is appears only in one day of Brahma. That is 1000 Divya Yugas together. One time Krishna appears. So significant it is. Then, so many devotees are waiting for the arrival of Krishna. I think we were discussing the other day, and we heard from Bhaktivedanta class about devotees from different yugas are waiting to associate with Krishna. We have heard in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, the sages of Dandakaranya, they had conjugal mood towards Lord Ramachandra, and he gave the blessings that that desire can only be fulfilled in Dwapara Yuga, towards the end, the time of appearance of Lord Krishna. Similarly, the Vedas personified, Shrutis, they wanted to associate with Krishna in the same mood. That also only happens there. Even the residents of Kaushala, they wanted to associate with Ramachandra in the same mood, some of the ladies. They had to wait. Even the aboriginal ladies in Panchavati, they wanted to associate with Lord Ramachandra in a conjugal mood. Even they had to wait. Even when Matsyadev arrived, daughters of Varuna, they felt conjugal affection for Matsyadev, Matsyavatar. So they also got the blessing that they can fulfill that when Krishna appears. So you can see that in so many yugas, that is talking about millions of years back, so many devotees are waiting for the appearance of Krishna. So in terms of time, it is very special. And that happened just 5000 years back. Not only that, the Lord appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is mentioned in this purport specifically, the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years back. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears only after Krishna's appearance. It means in one day of Brahma, only once Krishna appears personally, and the following Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya appears. So again, once in a day of Brahma. So it's such a rare event. So we are very, very fortunate that to be very, very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very close to Krishna. And not only that, we have other special event because of the appearance of Srila Prabhupada. And that's why we know that Prabhupada appeared or Prabhupada departed from this world less than 50 years back. So we were very close to Srila Prabhupada. So we need to be very, very careful when we deal with this festive season. We had to understand our fortunate position to be in this situation. So Mahaprabhu's mission is, as it's mentioned, Bharata Bhumite Haila Manishya Janma Yar Janma Sathakvari Karo Paravata Para Avat Upakar. So the real success or fulfillment of the mission of human life can be achieved in India, Bharata Varsha, because in Bharata Varsha, the purpose of life and the method for achieving success are evident. But what's the situation now? There is no proper following of Varnashrama Dharma. People are interested in cricket. People are rejoicing achievements in Olympics. And everyone is interested in economic development. So that becomes the sum and substance of Bharata Varsha. Varnashram is not there. Varnashram is degraded to caste system. In that way, currently everything is degrading, but Srila Prabhupada says that this is the opportunity for everyone to take shelter of Krishna consciousness movement. With that, we can get purified. And today is marking that significant day where Prabhupada left to America on Jaladuta. So that way it's very significant. So today we will read something from the Jaladuta diary. So Jaladuta diary is amazing. And we can understand Prabhupada has written all main points, and some of the points may not be main, but all the things he has written in the diary. So Prabhupada had this habit of writing diary. And we can see Jaladuta from day by day, Prabhupada has written what happened on the ship. So Jaladuta's diary is very interesting. Do you know which day Prabhupada embarked on Jaladuta? August 13th. So today is not August 13th, right? 23. So August 13th, Prabhupada got into Jaladuta, and along with us, Bhagavati, Mr. Sengupta, Mr. Ali, and Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Prabhupada's son. So, 1, 2, 3, 4 people were there with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada writes, I'll read, the cabinet is quite comfortable. It is owner's residence, and therefore the sitting room, the bedroom and the bath are privy, all equipped with first class materials. Everything is nice in the first class apartment, and thanks to Lord Sri Krishna for his enlightening Srimati Sumati Morarji for all these arrangements. I am quite comfortable. The ship started 1:30 p.m. very slowly from the dock, reached near Botanical Garden and stopped at midstream of Ganges till 11 p.m. and then turned towards the front and started. It is quite steady. I cannot understand in my cabin if it is at all moving. I am so comfortable. The voyage was again stopped at 3:30 a.m. at Kalpi near Diamond Harbour and Ganokhali and detained for about 8 hours. So long. The delta of the Ganges is quite wide and with shallow water. You can understand, even the beginning of the journey, there was such a delay, you know. 8 hours just docked at one place. I will go day by day, but just read the significant points, interesting points. And Saturday, August 14th, Prabhupada writes, The sea was foamy, although it appeared like a big plate of water extending to 40 square miles, but factually it was endless. So today, it is a vivid example of God's Maya, because it appears like something, but factually it is something else. As Prabhupada is saying, you know, the philosophy is rightly there, you know. It looks like 40 square kilometers, square miles, but it is endless. Of course, the ocean we cannot see, but we can only see a portion of it. Next day, August Sunday, the 15th, I took only a glass of lemon, because in the morning I woke up and felt a little better, but I felt no hunger. I took only a glass of lemon water, nimbu pani, but the head dizziness is continuing. After 10:30, I was in the captain's room, radio room, chatting with the officers. It was written up to the time, you know, to the details. See, 10:30, he went to the cabin, he spoke to them. In the radio room, there were dispatching news to other ships. The captain's room is full of nautical paraphernalia. I saw a chart of different appearance photos of the sea, and Prabhupada gives some other details. The captain advised me to take more solid food. And 16, in the morning there was sunshine, but 11, the sea became a little more rough, showing foamy waves from distance. After passing the latitude of Trichy, we experienced a dark cloud subsequently raining all over the sea. The siren sounded on the account of hazy vision to warn other ships coming from opposite directions. So, you can see it's pretty dangerous. And at about 12 noon, it is raining heavily and the ship is stopping, moving occasionally, sounding the siren. There is constant sound of the thunderbolt. This is the first time I am experiencing heavy rains in the midst of deep ocean. From 12 noon, we are passing through Ceylonic weather. The ship is tilting too much. I felt seasickness all day and night. At 3 p.m., the ship turned towards Ceylon coast and we are now in the Ceylon water. You can see the problem right after, you know, four days. Already we can see such a problem. And 17th, Prabhupada writes, the captain informed me that by the next 6 hours, we shall reach Colombo port. At about 9 p.m., the ship was escorted by the pilot and we entered the dockyard, very old pattern. But there were many ships from various countries, including passengers and cargo ships. So he reached Colombo. I wanted to see Colombo City, but I could not make any arrangement. The ship was standing at the midstream and I did not like to go alone. And next day, 19th, the next day morning, I informed my situation to Captain Pandya and he was very kind to take me to the shore in a motor launch. So Prabhupada was taking a motor launch to the shore. We dropped at Elizabeth Gate, talked with some Ceylonese clerk, and then in a taxi went to the office of Narottam and Pereira Co. The manager, Mr. Banka, was a Gujarati gentleman and he received us well. He arranged for me a good car to go around the city. So Prabhupada wanted to explore. He wanted to see the places and he wanted to see how every place is, because he can see the preaching opportunity everywhere. The office quarter was very quite busy and many foreign offices and renowned banks were there. I saw the Governor General's office, the Parliament House, the Town Hall, one very nice seaside hotel, and passed through very nice clean roads, bazaars. The city appeared to be nice and clean and the small bungalows nicely decorated. It appears that people, although not very good looking, they are not uncultured, neither they are tasteless. The city is quite up to resembling an Indian city like Madras or Pune. So that is Prabhupada's vision of Colombo. The ship started at 7 p.m. The pilot being late in reaching the ship, it ran for the whole night, the next day up to 3:30 p.m. and reached the coast of Cochin. The ship is standing on the coast of Cochin without entering the dock. So now is the 20th. And Prabhupada 20th, he gives a good summary of Cochin, because before reaching Cochin, something happened which is very important. On 20th of August 65, the captain arranged for a meeting on board Jaladuta on account of Janmashtami day. And I spoke for an hour on the philosophy and teachings of Lord Shri Krishna. All the officers attended the meeting and there was distribution of prasadam. So it was Janmashtami, so Janmashtami is coming. Prabhupada spoke about Krishna and he distributed prasadam. The matter was radiographed to Mrs. Sumati Morarji in Bombay. Interesting, right? Now, this is the Janmashtami celebration on board, on Jaladuta. And Sumati Morarji was informed about this Janmashtami celebration. The ship started on the Arabian Sea about 4 miles away from the coast. So it was, they were very close to Cochin. And now, and then they reached Cochin about 10 a.m. It was docked in Cochin. The dock is peculiar because it is by nature full of small islands. Some of the islands are full of nice hutments, formerly known as British Islands. I saw my book from... here is the most important thing. So Cochin, the most important thing happened. That is very significant. I saw my books from Bombay arrived in 5 cases and agents loaded them on the ship at 4 p.m. on 22nd. The agent, Jairam and Sons, kindly sent their car for my driving in the city. So it's very significant. So this is one monumental incident that from Bombay, all Bhagavatam sets arrived, first canto, 3 volumes. So they arrived and in 5 cases they were loaded into Jaladuta. So it's very significant, and that's why Srila Prabhupada even writes the time. So that happened on 22nd of August. And then Prabhupada is moving around in Cochin in Kerala. So he writes, out of the group of islands, 2 big islands joined by an iron overbridge are known as Cochin and Ernakulam. I know that place because I grew up there. The iron overbridge was constructed by the Britishers very nicely along the railway line. The railway line is extended up to the port. There are many flourishing foreign firms and banks. It is Sunday, the bazaar was closed. I saw a peculiar kind of plantain available in this part of the country. So it's very interesting, even Prabhupada noted this banana, plantain, the banana, because Kerala has a special kind of banana. Prabhupada even noted that. So you can see how observant Prabhupada is. And then he writes, the island known as Cochin is not an up-to-date city. The roads are like narrow lanes. The parts of the city where the foreigners are residing are well situated. The buildings and factories, etc., all big and well maintained. The Mohammedan quarters are separated from the Hindu quarters as usual in other cities. The part of the city known as Ernakulam is up to date. There is a nice park on the bank of the Gulf and it is named Subhash Bose Park. It is good that Subhash Babu is popular in this part of the country. So I know this park, we used to go to play there. Subhash Chandra Park is there, you know, Subhash Bose Park is there in Ernakulam. It's in the right in the city. It is good that, okay. I saw the Kerala High Court and the public buildings. The High Court being situated in Ernakulam, it appears that the city is the capital of Kerala. It's not actually capital of Kerala. Usually the High Courts are in the capital, but in Kerala it is not. It's in Trivandrum is the capital, but it's in Ernakulam. But Prabhupada is making the point based on where the High Court is. This official Bhadra 31 day 1887 Shaka part of India resembles Bengal scenario, and the city of Ernakulam, also Cochin, appears to me like old Kalikut or Tholiganja area of Calcutta. The culture is Indian as usual. So now is the main day, 23rd August, Monday. And today is Annada Ekadashi. Today, according to, not today, please understand. Today, in the sense, in 1965, okay, Prabhupada's striding, okay. Today is Annada Ekadashi. Don't fast for Ekadashi, we don't have any pizza available here. So here Prabhupada is writing, 23rd Monday, today also Monday. Today, 23rd Monday, August, only the year is different. It's 2021, that was 1965, and that day, 1965, was Annada Ekadashi. We started towards Red Sea. On the western front at about 12:30 noon, the sky was almost clear and there was sunshine since the starting of the trip from Cochin port. We are floating now on the Arabian Sea. My seasickness again began. Headache, vomiting tendency, no hunger, dizziness, and no energy to work. It is continuing. There are sometimes showers of rain, but for a short time. There was a fellow passenger in my cabin. He is also attacked with seasickness. The whole night passed. So this is the beginning of Srila Prabhupada's journey. So we can see why Prabhupada went, as it is mentioned, to fulfill this desire. Bharata bhumite haila manushya janmaya janma sarthaka kari karo paropadkar. So Prabhupada again and again writes, one has taken birth in the Bharata Vasha, one has to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Now, it is then in Chaitanya Charitamrita Parvat, he mentions, it is not just limited to those who are born in India. It is for everyone. It is the duty of all human beings to get trained in Krishna consciousness and spread this mission throughout the world. So that is the significance of today. So today is the beginning of that. So it's very important that we commemorate this day by speaking about it, meditating about it, and praying to Srila Prabhupada in our humble attempts to share Krishna consciousness. And I will read a verse, interesting, I read in Bhurijan Prabhu's book, because regarding this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, because in this Bhagavatam section we can hear so many wonderful prayers by great devotees in different varshas. So here, a prayer from Srila Rupa Goswami, okay? It is from Stavamala, addresses and converts the sadness we feel in our inability to a more hopeful courage. Because all these prayers are on very high platform. So Rupa Goswami writes a very encouraging prayer. I am very weak and lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. So when I hear of the peerless and difficult services performed by great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with despair. O Lord, O killer of Aghasura, when I hear that your waves of mercy splash everyone from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, my heart is sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope. Very beautiful verse. I'll read one more time. I am very weak and lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. Sometimes we can relate to this. So, when I hear of the peerless and difficult services performed by great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with despair. O Lord, O killer of Aghasura, when I hear that your waves of mercy splash everyone from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, my heart is sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope. With that prayer, we conclude here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Is there any quick question from anyone?
Yeah. Is there any in our disciplic succession, is there any spiritual master that has a combination which is from Bhagavad Gita?
Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, definitely. Very significant one at the time of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. In one sense, he got initiated by Nityananda Prabhu in the dream. Nityananda, he considered Nityananda Prabhu as his spiritual master, or at least one of the spiritual masters. Then we can see Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj accepting his sannyas initiation from Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj. He was not physically present, so he just put a picture of Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj and he accepted sannyas. Similarly, we can also see that even though Bhaktivinoda Thakur was initiated by Bibin Bihari Goswami, his primary spiritual master was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Right? So that's why in the disciplic succession we can see Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj next to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So even though there was this Diksha was there, but Shiksha was considered more important. So that is another significant point about Bhagavad-Vidhi, where Shiksha is more important. So our disciplic succession is primarily based on Shiksha. So there is a significance. So if for us also, our primary Shiksha Guru is Srila Prabhupada. Our primary Shiksha Guru is Srila Prabhupada. We have our spiritual master, Diksha Guru is there. But primary teachings are coming from Srila Prabhupada. So that significant connection is there even in our own life. We have that Shiksha connection as well, very strongly. Does that answer the question?
Yeah. Yeah. And also with Kavishwar Das Babaji Maharaj.
Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj, you can say that because Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he wanted to accept the Babaji wish from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Both considered each other as their gurus. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to consider Babaji Maharaj as his guru. And Babaji Maharaj used to consider Bhaktivinoda Thakur as his guru. So there was an interesting relationship between them. So one time, he didn't want Bhaktivinoda Thakur to approach him because he may come and pay obeisances unto Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj. So he went and sat near a prostitute's house. Then he said, okay, he will not come and search me in this prostitute house. He went and sat near there. So he hid himself there. Then he was thinking, you know, look, I cheated him. So no one will come and disturb me. So he had a similar kind of relation to some degree with Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur as well. He didn't want to accept him as his disciple. So now, Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj accepted Babaji wish from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In that way, we see the disciplic succession. Okay, thank you. Is there any other question? Yes. That microphone you can get. It's not. Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify. So here it says Bharat Varsha. You know, it's one of the Varshas in which it refers to the Earth planet, but then also Bharat Varsha is often referred to India. Is it because of the Vedic cultures that are more common there?
Yeah. So Bharat Varsha has a very broader understanding and a limited understanding. So on one level, Bharatavarsha, not just Earth. Earth is Bharatakhanda. So Bharatavarsha includes many other parts where Himalayas are, you know, going many, many miles, very, very long. We cannot even see. So that is a broader understanding of Bharatavarsha on one level. Next broader understanding of Bharatavarsha is the whole Earth. So that is the next understanding of Bharatavarsha. Then, more specific understanding of Bharatavarsha is India, because Vedic culture is there. Yes, that's right. So Prabhupada wanted all the Indians to take up Krishna consciousness and spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. But since Krishna consciousness is given to all by Srila Prabhupada, then Prabhupada expects everyone to take up Krishna consciousness and distribute to everyone else like that. So it is not limited to anyone. It's not exclusive, but it's very inclusive. Okay? Thank you. Granthara Shiva Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.